I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Mostly cloudy in Salt Lake, 99 degrees now. KSL's top story. Six churches in Sandy were vandalized this week. All of them vandalized with a similar message against the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with what we know. Amy.
Jeff, the buildings were all tagged with the same color spray paint and similar messages.
One of the messages said something to the effect of predators are welcome. Another one said something along the lines of save the kids.
Sergeant Greg Moffitt says they aren't sure if it was just one person or a group. They think this happened sometime Sunday night into Monday, and they're asking people with any cameras facing the churches to look at their footage and see if they caught something helpful. They ask also that they send that video into police, and if they do catch someone, charges could depend on the cost of the damage and the cleanup. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City residents, you get to decide whether to spend big money improving city parks. City Council has decided to put an $85 million bond issue on the ballot in November. A third of the money would go to creating a park on the old Raging Waters site. Still undecided is how Salt Lake would pay for the bond issue. One option would be a property tax hike. Governor Spencer Cox was here at KSL for Let Me Speak to the Governor this afternoon. 80% of your questions were about water. Well, first, the good news. He says the state's reservoirs are in better shape than last year. The hour-long discussion on KSL focused on conservation, water rights, and the Great Salt Lake, about which the governor said that fixing the problem is going to cost a lot.
We are buying water rights for the Great Salt Lake, something we've never done before, but we need more money to do that. We're going to be leasing water rights from farmers and ranchers, trying to get more of that water into the stream beds and preserving the Great Salt Lake. That's going to be a really big focus of ours over the next 5 years.
The governor says secondary water metering will get Utahns on the conservation bandwagon, but installing meters will take years. People in Arizona and Nevada won't face bans on watering their lawns or washing their cars, despite more Colorado River water shortages. Officials said Tuesday there'll be less water available next year in those states. But a reckoning is coming for the growing region. New cuts will build on last year's reductions. They all but eliminated some central Arizona farmers' Colorado River water supply and reduced the water share for Nevada and Mexico to a much lower extent. Today just joined the other days this summer that hit triple digits, adding to our record high temperatures. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says the normal number of triple digit days for Salt Lake is quite a bit lower.
The average number of triple digit days in a summer for Salt Lake City is only 8. So we have blown that out of the water, almost tripled it. In fact, if we're not careful with the coming forecast, we could get up to 24 before the month is over.
Matt says that for a few days this summer, Salt Lake was even hotter than St. George. The nation's interior secretary says new federal money will be focused on the drought. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Secretary Holland is in California for a firsthand look at severe drought conditions gripping the West. She's also announcing the latest $4 billion investment from the Inflation Reduction Act will provide unprecedented resources in securing the West's water future.
Our shared priority is to support efforts to build resilient communities and protect our water supplies for people and the natural environment for generations to come.
Just yesterday, federal officials announced that Arizona and Nevada will be forced to cut back on water deliveries from the Colorado River. North Korea fired off 2 cruise missiles today. The U.S. says it's monitoring the situation on the Korean Peninsula. And State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. has no immediate plans to ease up on sanctions.
We will continue to maintain those sanctions until and unless the underlying conduct changes. And North Korea alters its fundamental approach.
South Korea says the launch coincided with their president's news conference marking 100 days in office. 5 months after 14-year-old Tyre Sampson plunged 300 feet to his death on the Orlando Freefall ride at Icon Park, friends and family gathered outside the park on what would have been his 15th birthday to hold a balloon release in his honor. They also are calling for an update on the investigation into his death. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump says the park and its operators need to be held accountable.
And all of the corporate defendants, all of them, have blood on their hands.
The family's attorneys claim that the lack of safety signs on height and weight requirements, altered seats, and inadequate restraint systems all contributed to Tyre's death. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:35. We check traffic now with Ricky Meese. What an afternoon.
Oh my goodness, it's so rough out there. It's been a while since we've seen a drive this bad. We have emergency traffic eastbound I-80, Lake Point to the 201 junction. Heavy delays both directions of I-15 in Salt Lake County. And that could be anywhere from downtown to Draper. And then you'd have delays left over on I-215's West Belt going northbound 2100 South up to 700 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.